This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What could really be done to address persistently high federal government deficits? Three economists with extensive experience in federal budgeting shared their collective wisdom in a new research paper. In the crossfire of misleading and combative budget debates now in full swing in Washington, their advice stands out as prescient and wise. Some of their points are obvious, but need to be said. Pro-growth policies can't and won't by themselves stabilize budget deficits, let alone shrink or reverse them. They come to this conclusion by studying seven different areas of policy in depth and considering their costs and benefits. It certainly helps to grow faster, but pretending that growth can stave off tax hikes and spending cuts to address growing deficits is just folly. Some growth policies hold more promise, especially those aimed at reducing regulation to spur investment, or in using federal power to intervene to get infrastructure like electric transmission lines built. I'm Patrick Barton.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.